Prevnar 20.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for snow mixing with and changing to rain today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 42. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 49. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The farm share of the food dollar increased 1 cent in 2020. That according to new data out from USDA's Economic Research Service. On average, U.S. farmers received 16 cents for farm commodity sales from each consumer dollar spent on domestically produced food in 2020. That's up from a revised 15 cents in 2019. Known as the farm share, the 1 cent rise is the largest increase in nearly a decade. On the other hand, the marketing share goes to food supply chain industries that move domestically produced food from farms to points of purchase, that including costs related to packaging, transporting, processing, and selling to consumers at grocery stores and eating out places. Well, in the first year of the coronavirus, households redirected a substantial amount of their eating out dollars or food away from home spending towards food at home markets like grocery stores. Now, generally, farmers receive a smaller share from those eating out dollars because a larger portion is spent on preparing and serving meals at restaurants, cafeterias, and other food service establishments. A study out from the Ag Research Service at USDA finds on rangelands, calving in late winter instead of spring maximizes calf growth. The study finds that late winter calving instead of spring supplies higher quality forage when it's most needed. There's a high value in utilizing rangeland to lower the cost of beef production, and selecting the right calving time when calves are born is one factor the ranchers can adjust to affect the efficiency of beef production, the report says. But with climate conditions continuing to move, the costs and benefits of calving at different times are changing. The research team observed that calves born early March, late winter, average about 13% heavier at 180 days of age than those that were born in early May or spring. This is because calves born in March are older and larger, therefore better utilize the higher quality forage that is available in the summertime. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. No serious injuries were reported after a semi-trailer crashed Tuesday night as it was exiting off I-35 along the Kansas Turnpike at Emporia. The crash was reported around 7:13 p.m. Tuesday at the Turnpike's interchange on the west side of Emporia. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2020 Kenworth semi-trailer that had been traveling south on I-335 exited at a speed that was too fast for road conditions. The driver identified as Belinger Singh, 34, and a passenger Wajrup Kaur, 38, both of Bakersfield, California, were reported to have minor injuries as a result of the crash. A woman was rushed to the hospital in critical condition after being attacked by a dog early Wednesday morning in Wichita. Police don't know where the actual attack occurred, but they say around 1 a.m. a woman arrived at the Quick Trip located at Harry and Seneca and told a clerk she had been attacked by a pit bull. Police say the woman suffered a significant injury to her arm. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty at Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty at Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty at Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid with group worries paid by 4-4-2020 with group credit tax and fees and all qualified. Only for credit and support with credit. Here is a APR for 36 months of 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer will be speed and offers connected to mine.
The Mission of Mercy returns to Kansas this weekend. The event provides free dental work for Kansans. The event will take place in Hayes this Friday and Saturday at the Ellis County Fairgrounds in Hayes. Clinic doors open at 5:30 in the morning. There are no eligibility, income, or residency requirements, and no appointments are needed as this is a first-come, first-served event. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said two men were arrested in a murder last month near Hayesville. It happened on February 10th in the 200 block of East 86th Street South. According to the Sheriff's Office, they responded to the area after a property owner noticed a man lying next to their home. When deputies arrived to check on the man, they discovered he was dead and had suffered a gunshot wound. Deputies arrested 27-year-old Jim Sanchez and 25-year-old Justin Lee Welch, both of Wichita, on suspicion of first-degree murder, aggravated robbery, and kidnapping. The victim was identified as 23-year-old Vinny Kongsvangze of Wichita. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers have given initial approval to a state budget bill that includes $53.5 million to lay the groundwork for a canal project to divert water out of Colorado, plus millions of dollars for other projects around the state. The budget measure advanced through the first of three votes, 39-4, despite protests from some lawmakers who said the state isn't doing enough for parts of Nebraska that need it most. The bill would dig into the state's $1.3 billion cash reserve for a variety of projects, including $30 million for a rural workforce housing grant program and $8.3 million to finish a bike trail between Lincoln and Omaha. Tuesday afternoon, investigators arrested Brian Martinez, 32, at his residence in Gearing. Investigators were able to determine that Martinez had sold three firearms to a local pawn shop. Those three firearms belong to the Minotaur Police Department. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Redistricting maps were shared by State Representative Lisa Mosier and State Senator Elaine Bowers Saturday during the annual legislative forum in Marysville. The proposed final drafts were released last week and would modify local district lines slightly, with Mosier's district extended to include all of Jewell County, extending east through all of Republic, Washington, and Marshall counties. The extension west was to accommodate population declines of 9% over the past decade. Bowers District would continue to include a sliver of four far northwest Marshall County townships, then all of Washington County, among others, west and south. The majority of Marshall County, Nemahong counties east and south, remain in State Senator Dennis Pyle's district. Elaine Bowers said that Marshall County is well served by the split, with not two but three members represented in the State House. Other topics covered at the legislative forum Saturday were mention of the Value Them Both Amendment, which will be on the August ballot. Compromise options for reducing the food sales tax remain under discussion, with current proposals taking the tax down to 3.5% and maintaining the local option. A final number is yet to be determined, with a matter to be settled in conference. A rural housing initiative announced by the governor was expanded to $74 million, with housing in short supply statewide. Election reform efforts remain a focus, with legislation passed that would allow removing names of inactive registered voters. Several citizens locally expressed concern with modifications regarding mail-in ballots, as election officials are challenged by mail delays. A measure did pass, reducing the number of drop boxes in counties with less than 30,000 residents to one site. Marshall County currently has three. Surplus revenues are allowing options including CAPERS paydown, consideration of ideas such as the food sales tax reduction, and a school supply tax holiday. Other lesser bills were mentioned, with a note that 288 legislative bills have been introduced this session. KNDY will air a broadcast of the Saturday Legislative Forum held in Marysville this evening, beginning at around 5:20 as part of our evening news block on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville Public Library will present a program, Estate Planning 101. Thursday is a lunch and learn at 12:15. How do you start planning your estate? They'll start you on your journey with Joe Simon from the Trust Company, Thursday at 12:15 at the Marysville Public Library. Public is welcome. Thomas L. Webster, age 54, of Hollenburg, passed away Friday. Private service will be held at a later date with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Thomas Webster.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders. Offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance, including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online. Or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain and snow showers continuing throughout the day and tonight before clearing up throughout Thursday. Temperatures will remain a bit cooler throughout today and Thursday before warming up throughout Friday. Wind staying extremely breezy out of the north around 25 miles per hour and gusting as high as 40. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 40s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s throughout Missouri. Another chance for some rain and snow overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska and Kansas, and the lower to upper 30s throughout Missouri. Seeing some sunshine as we head into Thursday and continuing to stay dry and warmer throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March 59, record high on this date 89. The average low 34 and the record low 13. Sunrise this morning 7:26, sunset this evening 7:42.
Just give them some wiggle room and earthworms can work wonders in your lawn and garden. The amazing facts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 23rd, the 82nd day of the year. Cookery expert Fanny Farmer was born on this day in 1857. The full worm moon occurred last Friday, and it's called the full worm moon because right about now, earthworms are beginning to work their way to the surface. Sure, they're slimy and squirmy, but there's no denying how valuable they are to the soil. Some growers have found worms can replace chemical fertilizers entirely. The Wiggly Little Manure Factories are said to increase production of pasture by 30% and double production of field peas and corn. A handful in your compost pile will do wonders too, nearly doubling the speed of decomposition. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands will be at the Waterville Opera House Saturday, April 2nd, starting at 7:30. You can purchase your tickets in advance for $10, or you can purchase them for $12 at the door. Call 785-363-2515 to purchase your tickets through the phone, or purchase them at your local Citizen State Bank or the Weaver Hotel in Waterville.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Gatorade has announced Grady Dick of Sunrise Christian Academy in Wichita as the 2021-22 National Gatorade Boys Basketball Player of the Year. He is a two-time winner of the Kansas Gatorade Boys Basketball Player of the Year and joins former national winners like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Chris Webber, Ben Simmons, and Alonzo Mourning. Dick signed to play at the University of Kansas in November of last year. K-State men's basketball player Nigel Pack is looking to go pro. The All-Big 12 first-team selection announced on his Instagram page last night that he will enter his name into the NBA draft. Pack, who hails from Indianapolis, just finished his sophomore season as the team's leading scorer, averaging 17.5 points per game on 45.5% shooting. He also chipped in 3.5 rebounds and 2.2 assists per game. The 6-foot guard was also named the league's most improved player this season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
In less than a week, an NCAA Division I women's basketball team will celebrate a trip to the Final Four on the court inside Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena. The Wichita Region semifinals and final, which are the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games, are set for Saturday and Monday at the city's downtown arena. Louisville and Tennessee tip off at 3 p.m. Saturday, followed by South Dakota and Michigan at 5:30. Winners will face each other in Monday night's Elite 8 game, with the winner advancing to the Final Four in Minneapolis. Wichita State basketball player Clarence Monzi Jackson plans to enter the transfer portal. The sophomore from Dublin, Georgia, played in 28 games this season, averaging 3.8 points a game. In a social media post, Jackson thanked his coaches for the opportunity to suit up for Wichita State. And finally, KU senior guard Oche Abaje has been named a finalist for the Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy Men's Basketball Player of the Year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The road to a title continues.
Your Kansas Jayhawks move on to the Sweet 16.
68 teams, one dream, a chance to be called national champions. Join us this Friday. It's the top-seeded Kansas Jayhawks versus the Providence Friars in the Sweet 16. On your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball, the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
The Kansas Jayhawks take on Providence this Friday with pregame starting at 5:30 right here on KNDY.
Grow your own goldfish. Plant, that is, in a sunny window indoors. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This plant's glossy green leaves provide the perfect backdrop for the puffy orange flowers that resemble goldfish. Show off its beauty by growing it in a hanging basket or set upon a pedestal. Grow it in bright light location for maximum flowering. Plants will tolerate a bit less light, but tend to be leggy with few, if any, flowers in low light conditions. Plants prefer summer temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s and a bit cooler in the winter. Cooler temperatures and slightly drier soil in the winter help stimulate flowering. From March to November, water thoroughly when the top inch of soil is starting to dry. Fertilize with a dilute solution of flowering houseplant fertilizer during this period. Place it near other plants or on a gravel tray for added humidity. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School Marysville is growing again with Janet's Jungle. Top quality plants may be ordered now for April pickup with annuals, perennials, baskets, and planters available. Find your favorite flowers and vegetable varieties with convenient online ordering at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd or contact any student or the school at 562-3181 for a catalog. Order deadline is fast approaching March 30th with pickup scheduled April 14th. Again, go online at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Gary says people should be wary of realtors who say, just make a bid on it. If you do make a bid, even a low bid, you might just wind up with it. Gary's bid was the winner, but he had no idea what to do with his purchase. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It's a prominent building in downtown Oberlin, Kansas.
It was built in 1886 for the Bank of Oberlin. It was the first bank in Oberlin, but it only lasted 8 years at this location. It failed in 1894.
Gary Anderson says after the bank failed, it became the county courthouse. But a century later was a vacant building with quite a history. That's when a realtor friend approached him.
He said, hey, it's come up for sale, and, you know, why don't you buy it? And I said, no. He goes, well, why don't you just make a bid? And be wary of a realtor when he says make a bid on something, because you may get it.
Gary suddenly had a rundown, yet historically significant building on his hands.
It looked like the only way to pay for renovation was to be able to turn it into lodging and be able to have rooms to rent out on a nightly basis. So that's the way we started going, and then eventually, you know, added a restaurant and a gift shop to the plans.
Today, the Landmark Inn has rooms and a well-known restaurant. It took about 6 years to fully renovate the building. Some say this town of under 2,000 in northwestern Kansas is in the middle of nowhere, but Gary says they are in the middle of everywhere.
As far as travelers staying, you know, we're in a pretty good locale because we're about 5 hours from the Colorado Rockies and about 6 hours from the Black Hills. So we're able to catch people coming or going to the Black Hills or the Rockies.
Today, the Landmark Inn reminds visitors of the Victorian West, an elegant outpost on today's Route 36. It truly remains a landmark, just as it was a landmark bank over a century ago. Traveling the countryside in Oberlin, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to grow back, wildlife will respond. And we've seen really substantial improvements in grassland bird diversity on rotationally grazed pastures in Iowa and then also throughout the Midwest.
Set aside a refuge area within the pasture where it's not disturbed during May and June while birds are brooding. When livestock return, the young birds will be leaving the nest and old enough to get out of the way of large hoofs. If you can, delay mowing until August 1st. Jenke says another idea is to stockpile forages.
Leaving forages out in the pasture, out in the field, to use later in the season, creates cover for a whole diversity of wildlife. I think this can be particularly useful for fall migrating birds, and they're of course seeking cover where they can find flowering plants with seeds to fuel their migration and also to escape the elements.
These strategies also help the producer's bottom line with more productive pasture land and less inputs. Find more tips on grazing management for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Thank you.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Helping young persons become leaders for agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork. Hey, farmers. Are you looking for precision ag technology to level up your equipment that you already know and love? Look to Ag Leader for a full farm solution that can be used from cab to cab and season to season. There's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader it. Steer it and gain pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it and ensure precise coverage across the field. Harvest it and capture real-time harvest data while making unloading on the go simple. Manage it and have 24/7 access to your data anytime, anywhere. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader it. Visit agleader.com for more information and use the dealer locator tool to find the Ag Leader dealer in your community. Where are the future leaders in American agriculture coming from? At least some of them are the result of the work of a nonprofit called Agriculture Future of America. Nancy Barkas, who you met in yesterday's show, is Chief Operating Officer of AFA, which is headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri.
We build bridges for young leaders to foster engagement and innovation in food and agriculture. Our mission is really in that building of that bridge to help those that will strengthen the industry moving forward in a position of leadership. We want to build transformational leaders in food and agriculture, and we define that by those that have a positive influence on others and lift others up.
Barca says AFA offers academic scholarship support, leadership development, and other opportunities to college students and young professionals.
We do that by fostering professionalism and intellectualism, as well as something we call entrepreneurialism, which is really blooming where you're planted, that entrepreneurial spirit, no matter where you're involved in the industry. And that happens through experiential opportunities.
Learn more at agfuture.org. Again, that's agfuture.org. And that's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Oldie Tractor Repair knows the fans will be in the stands cheering for the mighty Lynn Bulldogs spring sports teams. These athletes will show their dedication and talent when they take on the competition at sporting events this week. Good luck, guys and girls, from Oldie Tractor Repair in Lynn. Proud to support our athletes.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, weed resistance is a never-ending challenge for U.S. farmers. As more weeds become resistant to herbicides, there are a number of things that farmers need to focus on when planning for weed control. Is Ryan Henry is the Technical Development Manager for Herbicides at UPL and says the first important factor to consider is the history of each field.
What is the current resistance profile in that field? I think they'd have a pretty good indication of that based off of past results with various chemistries. So does that field have any weeds in it that that are glyphosate resistant or ALS resistant. Also, what the weed management program has resulted in, how has it fared? Because really that'll be a good indication of what weeds will be present in the field in the coming years. I would say another thing that they need to focus on is a weed management program that includes a minimum of 4 sites of action for the herbicides. However they can get there, a mixture of pre's and post herbicides.
He goes on to say the timing of your herbicide applications is another critical component for success in the weed control.
If the herbicide is a pre-emergent herbicide, it's important to try your best to time that pre-emergent application when you're going to set it up for the best chance of success. Things like making sure we apply it when there's going to be a good chance of rain in the forecast if that field isn't irrigated. We want to get those pre-emergent herbicides on before the weeds have germinated in that field. The post should never be used as a rescue treatment, regardless of what the post herbicide is. A tank mixture of 2,4-D and glyphosate and glufosinate, that's a strong mixture. It controls a broad spectrum of weeds, but even then it should be applied to the weeds when they are small, vegetatively. 3 inches or less is the height for post applications.
For more information on this and more, you can visit your local UPL representative or retail partner. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's truck month at Rusty Export. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Export under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Export will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Export. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty.
Night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and the British Secretary of State for International Trade, Anne-Marie Trevelyan, touring the port of Baltimore and conducting bilateral talks today and tomorrow in Maryland. But senior U.S. trade officials suggest that free trade agreement will not be on the agenda. They say the dialogue is about the U.S. and U.K. learning to understand where they are now and deciding where they're going to go together. They'll take it from there and see what they can build upon. The U.S. and U.K. began talks on a free trade agreement during the Trump administration, with those talks put on hold after the election. Russia's war on Ukraine could push more than 40 million additional people into extreme poverty, according to analysis by the Center for Global Development. There's relatively little that policymakers can do to address the situation, except to avoid making it worse through export bans, according to the report. Relaxing biofuel mandates likely won't make much difference because the already high energy prices, the report suggests, and opening conservation acreage to cropping has been suggested in the U.S. and Europe, unlikely to add much cropland to alleviate the current supply issues, the report says. Policymakers need to expect further disruptions, they say, but still avoid hasty export restrictions that exacerbate shortages and instead take the opportunity to undertake reforms in agriculture policy that help farmers and the markets respond. And keep in mind, the UN Food and Ag Organization said the index of global food prices hit an all-time high back in February. And dozens of lawmakers in the House urging the Biden administration's International Trade Committee and Commerce Department to rethink decisions to allow duties on imported fertilizer from Morocco and stop the process to hit exports from Trinidad and Tobago. They say eliminating the duties on fertilizer imports provides the most immediate support for the near term. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Manure is an abundant fertilizer, and it's mutually beneficial with cover crops to improve soil and hang on to soil nutrients on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to FBN.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. Visit FBN.com/plant.
For centuries, livestock manure has been valued for providing nutrients for crops and increasing soil quality. Cover crops do the same thing and prevent nutrients from leaching. Pairing the two together combines their benefits. Dan Anderson is an assistant professor in the Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State University. He says there are variables that can affect how well this works.
Depending on what tillage implement, how are we injecting that manure into the soil? How does it disturb the cover crop? How does the cover crop recover? And then things like, what does that do for nutrient cycling? We know that normally we talk about cover crops scavenging for nitrogen, for residual nitrogen in the soil. Well, if we were putting manure on in the fall and still growing that cover crop, it's a little bit different. It's almost like a fertilized crop. So there's just a few differences in how we want to understand that, think about it, and use it in the system.
Should you plant the cover crop before or after you put manure on? He says either one can work. They do see a little bit better tie-up of nitrogen if the cover crop is planted first, but the process should be based on how the farmer can integrate it into his system. In terms of water supply, nitrogen from the manure tends to stay put rather than leaching away.
What we've seen is when we've had cover crops integrated in that system, we've reduced nitrogen losses by somewhere around 20 to 30% with the cover crop. So it's actually a benefit. And certainly you can think about cover crops as improving soil tilth and giving us some of that macro pore, maybe potential for flow. But we tend to see the opposite. We get better soil structure and that increases the water holding capacity in that soil. So when we put the manure on, it actually stays in the topsoil.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about integrating cover crops and manure at agriculture.com.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, two-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Who's you're going through a Wednesday today in the middle of the week? As we see markets closing up here in just a little bit, we're still seeing the wheat market a little bit lower. The rest of the grains up mostly higher on the day right now. Livestock is still mostly lower, but a little bit more mixed on the board as some of the later futures have seen a bump in price. In the corn market right now, May corn is up 6 1/4 currently, sitting at 7.59 1/4. We have the July corn up by 5 3/4 at 7.35 1/2. In the wheat market, Kansas City wheat from May down 2 1/4, sitting at 11.14 1/4. With the July down by 2 cents at 11.07 3/4. Over in the bean market, soybeans still mostly higher here. They're moving upward as the day goes along. We'll see how they close here in just a bit. With May soybeans up 22 3/4 at 17.19 1/4. The meal for May of $9.10 at 485.90. And the soybean oil for May is in the green by $1.37 at 75.90. Cotton markets, they're still lingering in the positive right now. It's May cotton up by 42 cents, sitting at 130 and 46 cents. Livestock markets started off mostly lower across the board. We did see a bit of a jump as the day's gone along here, at least in some of the later futures. Live cattle is mixed right now. April is down 2 pennies at 139.40. The June is in the green by a quarter at 135.95. Same with the feeder cattle, mostly mixed here. March down 15 cents at 156.17, with the April feeder cattle in the green by a buck five at 161.5. Over in the lean hog market, mostly higher here. April lean hogs are up $1.92 at 102.17. U.S. dollar index today, mostly higher here. June index sitting up 16 cents currently at 98.67. We have 30-year bonds up slightly right now, sitting at 149.10. 10-year notes for June in the green just slightly, sitting at 123.01. Stock market still mostly lower, with the Dow Jones down 408 points.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY will air a broadcast of Saturday's Legislative Forum in Marysville this evening on our news block, beginning around 5:20 on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.